From here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go home after this tournament, and then I've got 3 weeks in Asia, so just get ready for that.
Yep. How do you sum up your tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously disappointed for that loss, but overall, I'm happy with where I'm heading, and I'm happy with the tournament that I've had and the tennis that I've played and the tennis that I am playing. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a great tournament for me. Obviously, I would have liked to have won that today and maybe played a little bit better, but, yeah, as a whole, like the whole tournament, yeah, I'm happy with how the tournament went.
First set was obviously a big key today.
Yeah. I thought it might take me a little bit more time to find my feet because it's a little bit different pace of court out there. Obviously, being on Arthur Ashe, and Flavia's done it before here, and I haven't. So I was just trying to take it all in to begin the match. But yeah, I did feel pretty good out there. I think there's just, you know, just a few too many errors in the end, and she started serving well, and I didn't. I don't think I was serving as well as I should have been. Well, yeah, to beat someone like Flavia, I need to serve a lot better than that. So there were probably just a few key things from the match. But, yeah, then it just kind of got away from me. Like I said, she started serving better and I was struggling a bit. But I guess that's why I'm 30 and she's 11, and why I keep having to work harder and have to keep improving to try and beat those girls.
Just a small little window there at 4-5 in the first set. Was that, you know, a big missed opportunity?
Yeah, I think that was when I felt like, okay, come on, I could get this first set, and I obviously didn't get that point. And then I think she freed up a little bit, saving that one, and swung out a little bit, and it was kind of, she found her feet a bit better and her rhythm. So, yeah, that was probably a crucial point of the match, and felt like I was really kind of finding my way too. So, yeah, a bit disappointing not to get that, but, yeah.
Casey, you just mentioned about playing on Ash. And not having enough experience on there. Did it feel intimidating because of the size and dimensions of the place?
Yeah, it's obviously an extremely big court, and sometimes you can get a little bit caught behind the baseline because it's such a different visual thing for you out there, more than probably any other court in the world, purely just because it is so big. We played on it in the doubles final last year, but it's different when you've got a partner out there and you're not kind of hanging out there by yourself. So, yeah, it did take me a little bit to probably find my shots, and it is a different feel, but, I mean, that's not the reason why I lost today. It was purely, you know, Flavia's a great player, and like I said, she's 11 in the world and she's done well here before for a reason, and today she was better on the day than me, and, yeah, I hope she does well next round.
What do you think it was her best shot today? I mean, did she play better on backhand probably than on forehand? Sometimes she took the ball with the frame.
Yeah, it was actually a little bit swirly conditions out there too, so I think it probably took us a little bit to get used to the breeze and all that as well. But yeah, I mean, her backhand's world class. Yeah, it's one of the best backhands in the world, and I think her forehand, it's tricky. I don't think she hit it poorly. I just think it's she varies it up on the forehand side, so you get different looks. You get a hard flat ball, you get the slow loopy ball, so that's why she's so tricky to play.
Did you practice in the conditions yesterday? And why I'm asking you, just to get a comparison of how muggy it was out there today compared to yesterday.
Yeah, I practiced late in the afternoon yesterday, and it was extremely hot and extremely humid, and it was pretty humid today, but probably hotter yesterday afternoon, I would think. But yeah, it was fine. It was fine out there today.
You've been asked many times about your last name, Italian last name, but I can't remember exactly. Do you know where is the region where your family comes from?
Yeah, it's from Como region. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Never been there.
I have been there. Yeah. On my dad's side were born in Italy, and in a little town called Edolo, right up the top of Italy.
Edolo.
Edolo.
Okay. Okay, so you'll probably leave here with another career high ranking.
Yeah.
So I imagine now the goal is to sort of secure a seeding for the Aussie Open.
Yeah, it's really good to have losses like that today, because I'm now, like you said, I'm at a career high, but that doesn't mean I stop working, and it doesn't mean I stop improving. So, yeah, I'm definitely not complacent with where I'm at just because I'm reaching career highs, because in the last 12 months there was only one way that I was going to go, and that was that way. So now it's probably more at a crucial time where I need to continue to work hard and consolidate my spot inside the top 30 and I've got tournaments left to go for the rest of the year, so this is where I really just knuckle down and work hard and try and get the most out of the next tour that I have through Asia, and really just try and keep improving. I think the great tennis that I've already have played this year.
Have you got much to defend at the end of the year?
Not really, no. I was, because I was 200, I played Asia. No, not really. No, I think I won those 250s, but in Bendigo, but not too much.
And when you say about working hard for the rest of the year to build things, are you talking more on the mental side or the physical or the technical side?
I'm going to say a bit of everything. Certainly, I think technically, and I'm 29, I'm not a spring chicken, so I'm not going to go out there and start changing things within my game. I think it's more the game style that I like to play and executing the way that I want to play and the way I need to play to win those matches. So it would mean, you know, just honing in on the things that I do well. Physically, I 100% want to keep working hard. I do try and do something every day to improve that, and I will do that through the off season as well prior to January. So, I think it's just a combination of pretty much everything I've been doing for the last 12 months, just doing that day in, day out, just working on the process and not worrying too much about anything else except that I'm doing the right thing, so that I feel when I walk out on the court that I have done everything possible to get the best out of myself.
Are you looking forward to getting on the plane and getting home?
I am. I've been away for 5 weeks now, so I'm really looking forward to getting home and seeing Blake and being home and just being a mum for the next week and just relaxing and switching off a little bit. It'll be nice to freshen up before Asia.
Obviously, Casey, three times fourth round. Would you like to think that you probably end up your career saying you're a former Grand Slam quarterfinalist at some stage?
I would love to. I thought that was a really good opportunity for me today, so I'm disappointed. But I guess I've just got to look at the positives and know that I've now, you know, I've done it overseas even. I've done it a couple of times in Australia, but it's nice to know that you can do it outside of Australia as well. And I've played some pretty good tennis consistently throughout the year. So, I have confidence that one day hopefully I'll get there. And I've obviously made a lot of finals in women's doubles and that, but singles is certainly still my priority. So, like I said, I'll keep working hard and hopefully I'll keep knocking on the door and keep getting another opportunity to go one further.
Very good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.